Hello, this is Jerry Pippin. We're on location on a dark, cool night. We're in far north Phoenix, at the end of the line as far as the city is concerned, at the foot of an Indian burial ground and two twin mountains. There's something happening, and we're trying to find out what it is. As we continue with our story of the Phoenix Lights.
I saw a light that looked like a puff of smoke. I just now saw it again.
Really?
Okay, now where she's looking, that is what now?
It's right in between the two hills right here that we're looking at. And that's where the light was. And that's where a lot of things seem to come right out of there.
There, at the left.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not scared of it, but...
Well, it kind of just looks...
What is that, a red cloud?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just saw it again. It's just like a blink of light that looks like it's smoke that's red.
We're outside on location, literally, and we're trying to find out a little bit about what's happening here in North Phoenix. As you know, there are all kinds of mysterious things that people have been paying attention to now for the last 12 years since the beginning of the Phoenix Lights on March 13, 1997. And probably people were noticing these things before that as well. Mysterious, for sure. And Roberta Scott is one of our producers, and she's here with me. And we have Rob Grotowski and some other people we'll introduce here in a moment. As we came out here to the burial ground, and a Native American burial ground, and these two mysterious peaks. I don't know, they look like they go up a couple of thousand feet, don't you think? Anyway, Roberta was busy scouting out the area as we were unloading our equipment. And what have you been seeing, Roberta?
Well, whenever you look at it, because some of it is so quick, and like there was like a little yellow burst of like a little candlelight flicker, and it's there, and then it's gone, and you keep looking in a place, and then you have something that looks like a big round puff of smoke, and then it's gone. But right now, there's one spot that's staying there quite a bit.
Uh-huh. Area. Ooh. Do you see that light?
Yes, I did.
That might be a plane coming now.
Yeah, that is an airplane. Or something.
Not always.
I believe it's a plane, though.
It could be an airplane, yes. But
it's hard to tell. We are definitely seeing something here.
What
do you think it is?
I'm not sure. It's almost like there's little...
Now, that's an airplane over the top of that coming in, isn't it?
Yeah, and one over there, too. I mean, there's always... Yeah, that one looks, you can tell, is a lot different than the other one.
Oh, yeah. But there's flickers that are right above it and come down the mountain, little flickers.
Yeah, like it's snowing a little bit of other lights.
Fireflies. If you were looking at something up close,
yeah, like almost embers.
And we mentioned the whole thing because there are airplanes around, but these are not planes that we're talking about at this time. What would you think, Sue?
Well, you just see the little flicks of light.
So yeah, and I know there's about three or four of my neighbors that I see out when I'm out, and on certain occasions we all were oohing and aahing and. We all knew what we were talking about. We were doing.
Now, what about this light peeking over the peak there now? Is that an airplane?
Possibly. But there is a very strange airplane that we get here. And I think it's some type of observation plane because when it comes over the mountain, it turns on four lights that it has on its bottom of its wings. And they're... blindingly bright, and they seem to want to illuminate some area of the mountain when it comes over the mountain, just specifically because then as it goes off, you can see it turn the lights.
But you think it is an airplane with just some sort of lights?
Well, it is. Well, I've been literally illegally flying over the mountain, like 25, 50 feet over the top of the mountain, you know, shaking the house almost. So I've been able to, you know, film it where I'm, you know, I can't zoom in anymore or I'd be on a tire.
Is it a prop plane or a jet?
It's like it's jet, but it's a very, it's a weird sounding jet. Modern, I guess you'd say, or a hybrid or something.
And now up there, you think that might be that plane again? It's coming a little closer.
It's got three lights that are not going off or blinking, which is kind of strange.
And it doesn't look like landing lights to me, but I don't know.
They're blinking and they look like they're shining up. That's weird. You want to take a look at it, Jerry? Well, it might be shining a light down on it, because look at, if you look below it, it almost looks like... Wow, that's bright.
And there's no noise from this angle. It's triangular in shape. Roberto, take a look at it and see if you think that's a flying triangle. And take a picture of it if you can. It's silent and it's not making any noise and it's making fairly good time. I would say, what is that, 1,500, 2,000
yeah.
feet up?
No, I got the noise. But it's not loud and it's kind of weird. Oh, it just had a light below it. Before it goes away, you want to look at it?
Yeah.
It might be a jet. And we're just, but it's a strange noise if it is.
It's, yeah, you can hardly hear it. I don't, if that's even it, the noise that we're hearing.
I'm not sure that's what we're hearing.
Yeah, because it was very close to us. We should have been able to hear something.
Here, take your binoculars back. I couldn't make out a shape of it. Could you? Now, this other light over here, I think, is an airplane.
Yeah, that looks like one. But
the other light seems to have disappeared completely.
Yeah, no, it's still in the air, though. I got it. It's just sitting there. I can see this through binoculars, and that is weird. Where'd it go?
I don't know what it is. It is.
Like a shooting star that's...
Yeah, yeah, it's just kind of hanging there now. It's moving a little.
It's not that. It's very hard to see. You can't hardly see it unless you have... Weird. It's like there's spider webs in front of us, and that we're... You'll get glimmer off the spider webs a little bit as you move the binoculars around. I don't... Oh, there we go. But it's not light artifacts, because I know what that is. I've seen them a lot. It's emanating something, it looks like. But if you look below it with the binoculars, it looks like spider webs. Like a hall of mirrors in front of it to...
Well, I've always heard that if you ask them for a show, you'll get one. And we're getting it pretty interesting.
It hasn't failed since I've brought people down here. It's always been adequately weird anyway.
When you had your UFO researchers here a couple of weeks ago, they came away fairly impressed, I take it.
Oh, yeah. One was fairly... shaken, and the other one was he was a fearless guy, and he, you know, couldn't be strange enough for him, but you know, they both were very taken aback by it, and they call me all the time now. Is anything going on? And they make it up here every chance they get. It has been kind of interesting. I've seen a lot weirder things happen, but there's definitely some unconventional or unexplainable lights that we've seen.
And something's happening over on the top of the hill now. In between there and the little dip, there's a light again. Is that smoke?
It's not smoke. I know it kind of looks like it, but it's just a distortion, and you can see it emanating in straight lines. Now it's at an angle to the right, to the southeast, so I don't know what it is. But I'd like to get some instruments up there. Helicopter. This place has always got... I'm surprised we haven't seen any tonight, but helicopters have always coming over here, shining lights around. I say always, you know. I probably see them once a week or more. And before we thought anything of it, before we even saw any lights, we'd always kid with my wife, why do they do all these car chases and they always end up stopping here, the criminal here, and... it's kind of funny that we, you know, just kind of wrote it off as a funny thing, and now think differently about it. that they're checking something out.
Rob, you and Rick, I want to go up there to Pinnacle Peak. Can we get up there? Is there a way back behind the school over there, maybe, huh? Roberta, come on, you can go with us. You came 1,200 miles with me. Let's get up there. I want to see. They say there's a door up there into the rock. Let's see if we can get up there. We'll be right back, folks, with our Phoenix Lights investigation of the mysterious lights and other things in North Phoenix. Marvelous Marv Grand Canyon Tours offers you a unique look at one of the great wonders of the world, the Grand Canyon.
Been at the Grand Canyon area most of my life, so pretty much grew up in the area and know quite a few things that the common tourist doesn't know. And I need to avoid all the people and stuff and try to take them to secluded areas.
A day excursion, personally, conducted by Marvelous Marv.
Yeah, we started about 8 o'clock in the morning. We're done about 4:30. Absolutely. And I have a little photo CD disc for him with 1,000 of my favorite pictures and some video. And
no other tour offers so much, and no other personalized tour offers a better price.
No, I'm still the same, and I'm the most reasonable price tour of the Grand Canyon now. $85 a person. Yeah. Yeah.
Call 928-707-0291 or check him out at Marvelous Marv. Dot com.